Prayer. Heavenly Father, we invite your presence in this study. We invite you to take charge of the words and the concepts that are expressed, and we ask for enlightenment as we hear these things, that we might understand the truth of these matters, and we wish that you would show us any parts that are chaff, erroneous, that we might reject them. Give us a desire to test these things that we hear and confirm whether they're truth or error. And Lord, I submit myself unto you at this point that you might, if you would, control the thoughts and the words that I express, that they might all be for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're at the presentation where I've been personally waiting to get to, where we're going to begin the conclusion of this series, What Shall Befall Thy People. And this presentation is going to be approaching our subjects from a little bit different point of view than we've been doing so far. Primary point of this study is to establish that Daniel 11 verses 40 to 45 is the message for the hour of in Adventism today, in the sense that it's identifying that the next thing to take place prophetically is a Sunday law in the United States when verse 41 of Daniel 11 is fulfilled and the King of the North, the papacy of today, conquers spiritually the glorious land, which is the United States. And thus the Sunday testing time period opens up before us until Michael stands up in Daniel 12:1 and human probation closes. We're going to look at a couple rules in understanding prophecy correctly and apply them to Daniel's last vision. Daniel's last vision being chapters 10 through 12. It's the same vision. There are many on our mailing list that haven't heard the previous 8 or 9 presentations in this study. This makes it a bit difficult because we're now to the point where we're going to conclude on the last 6 verses of Daniel 11 and also address the 1260, 1290, 1335 time prophecies in Daniel 12 and do some other things. And some of the information that we said in earlier tapes was designed to prepare the way for this understanding. Yet when we go back and look at our mailing list when we first began this series, we've had a 25% increase over that period of time. So there are many that will be hearing this tape on